The city council cut funding for crossing guards in October when they approved the 2018 city budget. That led to concerns over whether there would be crossing guards when students returned from winter break. The new plan now calls for Elkhart schools to pay for crossing guards and for the city's police department to fund 3 school resource officers, or SROs. Mayor Timney says there was already money in the police budget to fund SROs, but not enough personnel to fill the positions. But that will be remedied when new officers are sworn in at the beginning of the year. Superintendent Rob Hayworth says a lot of thought went into drafting this plan.
Though it might seem down to the wire, the 3 people here at this table have been working on this solution for several months.
Elkhart Police Chief Ed Windbigler says this strategy also helps address the long-term goal of incorporating SROs in the school system. Funding for crossing guards could once again become an issue when the effectiveness of the plan is reviewed in June. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.